Find balance between passion and pay. Following your bliss won't make you rich, but you don't have to hate your job to earn well. By exploring available job options and understanding which specialties in your field pay better, you can strike a balance between your personal life and career while earning more. This might require sacrifices like moving or working odd hours. However, women, especially when they analyze job prospects, will realize that the wage gap isn't solely due to discrimination. It often comes down to differing work approaches between men and women. Understanding this can empower women, reduce lawsuits against companies, and make hiring them less daunting for employers. 25 ways to make more money. Ladies, want to increase your income? Take 25 steps to up your game. These moves might mean working harder or taking on more challenges, but they can also lead to a better balance between home and work and more financial stability. So, let's dive in and make that money. Consider these job options that might lead to increased wages. 1. Choose a field in technology or the hard sciences. Forget about picking the arts or social sciences, like pharmacology versus literature. If you're debating between chemistry and art history, follow the money and head to the lab. Interestingly, in fields such as aerospace engineering or radiation therapy, women actually outearn men. 2. Get hazard pay without the hazards. A woman working in administration in the Air Force might earn a salary comparable to that of a man serving in combat in the Army. Traditionally, men have been assigned to more dangerous positions, like combat, while women are often steered toward safer roles. When women do enter hazardous fields, these jobs are often altered to reduce the risk, allowing women to earn the higher pay associated with dangerous work while still staying relatively safe. 3. You can make more money in sleet and heat than indoors in NEAT. FedEx deliverer versus receptionist. You can earn more money working outdoors, even if it means dealing with harsh weather conditions, compared to comfy indoor roles. Don't limit your income just because you prefer comfort over facing the elements. 4. You'll make more in jobs where you can't psychologically check out at 5 p.m., corporate attorney versus librarian. Successful folks view their job demands as chances to shine, not as burdens. 5. Fields with higher pay often have lower fulfillment, engineer versus childcare professional. But mind the satisfaction, jobs that pay more often come with less fulfillment. For instance, engineers earn more than childcare professionals because not many people want to do engineering, while caring for children is rewarding in itself. 6. Choose fields with higher financial and emotional risks, venture capitalist versus supermarket cashier. Pick fields with both financial and emotional risks, like venture capitalism over cashiering. Risk-taking, often associated with men, can lead to higher-paying jobs with commissions or bonuses. 7. Higher pay requires working the worst shifts during the worst hours. Private practice medical doctor versus HMO medical doctor. Expect better compensation for working during less desirable hours, like private practice doctors compared to those in an HMO. Sacrificing your comfort for inconvenient shifts can earn you respect, loyalty, and a fatter paycheck. 8. Earn more by working in unpleasant environments. Prison guard versus restaurant hostess. Jobs in tough or uncomfortable settings, like being a prison guard versus a restaurant hostess, often pay well despite advancements in technology making these roles less physically demanding. 9. Updating pays. Keeping up with the latest trends in your field can significantly boost your earnings. Women, especially after maternity leave, might lose out on lucrative opportunities if they fall behind. 10. Enter your specialty's more lucrative subfields. Opt for lucrative subfields within your specialty. For instance, choose surgery over psychiatry. Headlines about gender pay gaps often overlook the specific roles within professions. Women in male-dominated fields can advance quickly and earn as much as, if not more than, their male counterparts. Furthermore, higher-income individuals behave differently. 11. Work longer hours. The more you work, the more you earn. 12. Gain expertise. Sticking to one field and building expertise leads to higher earnings. This is crucial for retirement plans, which often rely on your final year's income. So, staying in one job can significantly boost your retirement package. 13. Stay loyal to your company. Years of service matter when it comes to how much you get paid at a company. But if women take time off to raise kids, they can lose out on those benefits. And it's not easy for their bosses to keep their old jobs open. 14. Work more weeks. To make more money, stay with your job longer. More women than men leave their jobs mid-year. This skews unemployment stats, making it seem women are paid less when they're just working less. 15. Be present. Attendance matters. Missing workdays, even for health reasons, can lower your income. 16. Expand your commute. Consider longer commutes for better job opportunities. 17. Adopt relocation. Relocate, especially to undesirable locations at the company's behest. Moving for work, even to less desirable locations, can demonstrate commitment and lead to better rewards. 18. Travel extensively on the job. Companies often pay more for employees willing to travel extensively. 19. Take on different responsibilities. The job title doesn't tell you everything. If you're the one bringing in business for the company, you'll make more money. It's that simple, so don't underestimate the power of your role. 20. Take on bigger responsibilities. Managing larger divisions or national enterprises can lead to significant pay increases. 21. Require less security. Men often choose riskier paths in their careers, like running independent practices, even when holding the same positions as women, who tend to opt for more secure roles in organizations. 22. Get more relevant training. Having advanced certifications like PhDs significantly impacts career trajectories. Men tend to have more of these qualifications and have conducted more relevant research, giving them an edge. 23. Have higher career goals to begin with. Men are more likely to aim for higher positions and ask for promotions. This drive often stems from traditional roles as family breadwinners, even if they'd prefer less work. On the contrary, women often miss out on promotions because they don't actively seek them. 24. Do more in-depth job searches. Expanding the scope of job searches, including exploring opportunities nationally or internationally, increases the likelihood of landing higher-paying positions. 25. Above all, produce more. Workers who deliver more tend to earn more, reflecting the value they bring to their roles. In various professions, such as court reporting and medical specialties like obstetrics and gynecology, men tend to handle more projects or see more patients, resulting in higher compensation. Preference for male bosses. Many believe that men make better bosses than women, despite women's valuable contributions in the workplace. Studies show that most people tend to favor male supervisors. It's often thought that women treat others equally while men are more hierarchical. But in reality, men are more direct with their authority, while women may hide behind a facade of equality and sometimes resort to passive aggressiveness. Men, who often participate in team sports, understand loyalty to a team better than women. Women, on the other hand, may have less experience with teamwork. Although hazing is criticized and banned in many places, in environments like the police or military, it helps build trust among team members who rely on each other in life-threatening situations. Gender bias in the workplace. Men often feel overlooked in today's workplace due to the emphasis on addressing issues like sexual harassment and gender discrimination. Companies go out of their way to support women, leaving some men feeling sidelined. Traditionally, men have been taught that providing for their families financially would earn them respect and affection. However, they now perceive a shift in the dynamic. They notice women receiving quicker promotions and higher pay despite doing less work. Additionally, men find it challenging to break into female-dominated professions like nursing or elementary school teaching. Men also feel like they have to tread carefully at work. They worry that innocent interactions or harmless jokes could be misinterpreted, leading to potential lawsuits. The power of beauty, why being beautiful pays off. Women have a secret weapon that men don't often acknowledge, their looks. Unlike male beauty, female beauty comes with a unique charm that draws people in. This advantage translates into higher pay in certain fields like modeling, bartending, and even dental care. Employers and clients actively seek out attractive women because they bring excitement wherever they go. These genetic celebrities gain access. Moreover, they receive extra perks like tips, gifts, and even special treatment like getting out of traffic tickets or scoring dinner invitations. Ultimately, their beauty also attracts wealthy partners. So, being beautiful isn't just about looks, it's a ticket to a better life. The advantage of genetic celebrities. Women have a hidden advantage that often goes unnoticed, their beauty. Unlike men, whose good looks don't typically carry the same weight, female beauty comes with a special charm. This charm can open doors to higher-paying jobs like modeling, cocktail serving, and dental hygiene. Employers and clients are drawn to them because of the excitement they bring. These genetic celebrities gain special access and perks. Beautiful women also receive what we can call invisible income. They get bigger tips, gifts, sometimes even leniency with traffic tickets and invitations to fancy dinners. Ultimately, their beauty can attract partners from wealthier backgrounds. Find balance, juggling work, family, and life. Balancing work, family, and personal fulfillment can be a challenge, but it's totally doable with some smart strategies. Here's how to make it work. 1. Get some help. Don't be afraid to ask for a hand with everyday tasks. If it's something anyone can do, delegate it and save your time for what really matters. 2. Work smart. Whenever possible, try working from home. This keeps you close to your loved ones. 3. Form community. Connect with folks in your field. Building a supportive community can make your professional journey smoother and more enjoyable. 4. Choose your partner wisely. Look for a life partner who understands the importance of sharing responsibilities. Team up to tackle both work and family duties. 5. Teach time management. Help your kids understand your schedule and the importance of everyone pitching in. Encourage them to manage their time wisely, too, by handling chores, focusing on studies, and pursuing their interests. Finding success at home and work. Both men and women desire time with their families. Achieving a fulfilling lifestyle involves making choices, but women can reclaim control by making trade-offs and letting go of the victim power. When women do this, men can also be freed from guilt and resentment. Key points. 1. Explore high-paying fields like technology and sciences, where women can outearn men in certain specialties. 2. Consider roles with higher risks or discomfort for better pay opportunities, even without hazardous conditions. 3. Maximize earnings by working longer hours, staying loyal to one company, and expanding job searches. 4. Understand biases in the workplace, including preferences for male bosses and the power of beauty in certain industries. 5. Balance work and personal life through smart strategies like delegation, remote work, and building supportive networks. 6. Encourage time management skills for both career success and family harmony. 7. Empower women to take charge of their careers and break free from feelings of powerlessness, benefiting both men and women in the workforce.